Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Let me open my microphone. I'm still suffering from the brain-killing flu, but I am revived. I trained back today. I feel a lot better. Jacob Dwight says, cool, I love your shows with Pat. Good, you're going to love this one because Pat's always fun to talk to. How you doing, James Baum, all the way out in California? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get started, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical, EFX Sports, for a generous title sponsorship fee that they pay to be on the show. Thank you to all of them. Go to superhumanradio.net to learn more about their products. And there he is, the handsome Patrick Arnold. How you doing, Pat?
Even more handsome, Carl Lenore.
Oh, thanks. We haven't had you on the show in a while, and we've been remiss, and it's always fun to get you on the show because I think that people realize that when it comes to science, you're the guy who's usually really on the cutting edge, or now the new term is tip of the spear. Patrick Arnold is the tip of the spear, and he always has been. So we actually want to talk about, to start off with, a product that's not so new but really doesn't get enough attention, and that is Keto Blitz within the keto exogenous ketone supplement community. This is really a different product, isn't it?
It is a different product, but it is the same product. It delivers BHB into your body. Just as BHB salts. Now, you know the whole story. I've been on here a few times. Dom's been on here with me
right. And
without me. Started off with ketone salts. Only really way to deliver them because BHB acid, which would be the conjugate acid of the salt, which is the base, whatever. You don't have to. I won't get too much into chemistry. Don't worry.
Right.
But the only way to make it into a solid is to make a salt out of it. And people have been making, you know, sodium, calcium salts, and other kinds of salts. So those are the only ones that actually taste halfway decent, by the way.
Right.
So they did make esters, of course. Right,
and yes, esters, I've had them. They taste horrible.
They are absolutely terrible, and they are expensive to make. Now, the first guy to make the ketone ester, his name was Henry Brunenbarger, I believe his name was, and he was Dr. D'Agostino's protege, I believe, or one of them, one he likes the best, I guess. But actually, his ester is the ester that Dominic uses. I manufacture that for them, and I manufacture it once in a while. The only way that could be taken is into soft gels, which may happen someday, but then it, being a synthetic, you're going to need, you just can't throw it on the market and say, hey, here, it's shake and ply. You know?
Right.
Even though its constituents and what it metabolizes to, natural compounds. The FDA chooses to find any way to mess with you. And
Phil James said he loves Keto Blitz. So for those of you who don't know who Phil James is, Phil James and Andrew Scarborough are our contacts over in the UK that drive the brain cancer awareness movement, and how the keto diet fits nicely into that, and how supplementing with keto products works well. It's actually like medicine for these guys and gals. And he says he loves Keto Blitz, and I think I know why, because correct me if I'm wrong, but Keto Blitz ended up becoming as you became more efficient at understanding how to make ketone salts, you started to see opportunities for efficiencies that would yield a higher BHB per amount of sodium or calcium or potassium or magnesium or whatever the salt happened to be that you were bonding it to, you thought, wow, you know what? We're not stuck at that threshold. We can actually do some things where you are getting more BHB per dose. Isn't that what Keto Blitz ended up becoming?
Well, that was the whole concept behind it. And it's not something that occurred to me one night. It's something that was kind of seemed obvious to me from the get-go. And that I had to, you know, slowly start working on. What it requires is manufacturing of a BHB acid. Now, BHB acid is, you know, BHB. When people say BHB, they mean BHB, anion or acid or whatever.
Right.
A BHB acid, right? BHB acid has a pH around 1 to 2. Now, you could drink something in water, pH 1 or 2, drink 3 mL, it's not going to hurt you, right?
Right.
Try drinking 15 mils of that. You're going to be doubled over, and you might risk, you know, some metabolic acidosis. So you can't sell BHB as a standalone. Plus, right, it's a liquid, not a solid. So that's why everyone had to go make salts. Now, I said we're limited with salts because people can only take so much of this stuff before they get a mineral overload.
Right.
So I said, I got to find a way to make a buffered solution. Now, what a buffer is basically a combination of a weak, what they call a weak acid with a weak base. And at a level to which the pH remains very constant, very standard. For instance, your body has its bicarbonate buffer solution. That's why your pH in your blood doesn't go way up and down, way up and down.
Right.
You could throw some strong acid actually in your blood and it won't budge. But however, you can only do it so much, and then you'll get out of that buffer level and then things will shoot up. But what I ended up doing was figuring out, okay, how to make the BHB acid, combining it with the sodium and potassium salts till I reached a pH of 4.5, which gives about 900 milligrams each of sodium and potassium, and I think it's 13.7 grams of free BHB, not BHB in salt form, but real BHB.
In the past, the most that you would have ended up with as far as BHB attached to that amount of potassium and sodium is what?
Well, we had a product, Keto Force, and we had 11.7. However, you were ingesting 1,600 milligrams of sodium,
right,
and a little bit less of potassium. And you didn't have a whole lot of room to ingest or much more than what the label recommended. So when I finally figured this out, I got it to a pH of 4.5, which is a right in the middle of the buffer zone. Not only that, but a pH of 4.5 is pretty much standard for a lot of drink items, because that's where preservatives, that's kind of the maximum pH where like preservatives are effective, like
right,
sodium benzoate,
right,
calcium sorbate.
Right.
And this being a liquid, I had to have preservatives in there. I know people don't like preservatives.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like drinking, you know, stuff with mold growing in it either, so.
But and really the real issue today with exogenous ketones, it comes down to your ability to tolerate the vehicle,
yes,
the salt, the potassium, the calcium, the magnesium, whatever it is. It's something that actually makes a lot of people not want to use exogenous ketones. You're either willing to put up with the mild to moderate stomach distress for some period of time until your body gets adjusted to it, or you're not. And so the reality is that with Keto Blitz, they could take less and still achieve a fairly good dose of BHB, or if they're already tolerating some of the other products out there, they probably could take more, or maybe even double the dose, and achieve blood ketone levels that they've never been able to achieve before.
Well, I think the way you explained it was a little confusing. I know exactly what you meant to say. And I was going to say it anyway, so I'll just say it.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Our product, you can take one dose, all right? And you're going to get, you know, 50 to 60% of the amount of salt that you would get in a dose of the other stuff, plus more BHB. Now, it is the salt portion of it which is causing all that water to slosh around and to get to your intestines and then stimulate the peristalsis. And then your next thing you know, you're finding the next bathroom.
So, yeah, here. And James Baum said, BHB makes me poo. And I think that's what he's speaking about right there. So, yeah.
But exactly. You should try Keto Blitz. Maybe Keto Blitz won't make him poo.
Yeah, there you go.
But I understand what he says. And you have to understand, I mean, not every brand's the same. There's so many brands out there, and the quality of material that they're using and which salts they're using and which they are, I don't know.
Everybody is in this business today. You've heard of the company Metagenics, right? They market only through doctor's offices, and they are now in the ketone salt business. They have a ketone salt.
Everybody
is doing it, and for good reason. Because when you really kind of led the charge in this area, nobody was even paying attention to this when you were working with Dominic and working on a ketone salt. And what has happened now is there has become so much value in these very, very simple to use ketone salts, especially amongst the brain cancer community. I'm going to put this back up there, but Phil James says C6 MCT oil and exogenous ketones have been a game changer for those of us with a history of brain cancer. Andrew Scarborough calls Keto Blitz his medicine. You know, he takes it in the morning. And then there's people like Jacob Dwight asking this question that then find themselves using ketone supplements as well. And that is that there is a group of people who suffer from a variety of different headaches that the headaches seem to subside when the brain runs on ketones.
And my salesman, he takes those keto can. He feels a headache coming on, it goes away. I work for my brother. I know that there's a researcher out there in Switzerland who actually got funding from an old philanthropist out there who used to own a pharmaceutical company, and she's doing a large study on the use of exogenous ketones for the prophylaxis or cessation or relief of migraine headaches.
Right.
And which are very complicated, it's a very complicated medical area. It's a series of events that happens. It's a neuro over excitation, release of calcium, NMDA and the ketones, they seem to, somewhere in there, or perhaps in a few places, they seem to calm everything down. So that whole cascade of events just doesn't spiral out of control, and you end up getting that migraine.
Yeah, and the same is being shown to work with seizures, and we've known that for a long time because the Food and Drug Administration has authorized the use of the ketogenic diet.
Yes,
to treat children with seizures and epilepsy. And the interesting thing about that is if you start with a child young enough and you get them into ketosis and maybe even use a ketone salt supplement like this, the neuroplasticity appears to correct the problem to where they don't have to be on the keto diet for the rest of their lives. Things kind of rewire, which shows that ketones are not just a substrate for energy, but they are also signaling. They are also transcribing. They're also doing other magic things to the brain that we are yet to even understand.
Okay, now before I go any further, I have to throw a caveat out there. We're talking a lot about disease. You understand I am just answering your questions.
Oh, yeah, we're not making any claims. We're not making any claims. We're not making any diagnoses. We're not saying... No.
I do not sell the stuff for disease. I sell it for athletic
performance
and for diet.
Right. But I can't ignore the fact that people like Phil James use it.
I know, you can't ignore.
For their diseases. And I'm not suggesting that people, I mean, this is just a supplement. It's you know, and we're not making any FDA claims. Of course, maybe I am, but not Pat's not. See, as long as I keep Pat at arm's length, he's safe. I can say whatever I want because I'm just a big old douche.
I'm expecting these two FDA OCI guys.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Fun with Pat Arnold. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
There's a new groove. Let's get down to the nitty gritty right now with Pat Arnold. So, before the show, I mentioned an article that I wrote, and I really wanted your valid opinion. So now we're going to talk about ketones and performance. I train fasted. I love training fasted. I just do. I'm strong in the morning. I can get by with tea, or a little bit of fat or nothing at all. But I started experimenting with ketones pre-workout, which then, after a conversation I had with Daniel Orego, I started adding my Thrive protein powder to my pre-workout drink. And then I added Carbolin, which is a designer carbohydrate product. And I really did find that when I was using ketones, protein powder, and a carbohydrate pre-workout, I was able to train harder. I was able to train longer. It wasn't my imagination. It really worked. And so I wrote a blog post and I said, you know, we've got these camps. No, this is what you have to have before you work out. This is what you have to have before you work out. And I thought, well, what if tissue in and of itself, on its own, during exercise and performance, would prefer to have ketone or glucose or amino acids at that moment in time? Why are we restricting? Why are we saying, no, you have to run on ketones? And then people said, well, you don't find ketones and glucose in the blood at the same time. That's just not true. That's a falsehood. Because even when people are running 2 or 3 millimoles of ketones, there is some residual blood sugar still in there that's measurable. Maybe it's 67 milligrams or something like that, but there's still some. So they do coexist together. So what about giving your body everything and letting it decide on its own what it wants to use for this system or that process or that muscular application or whatever?
I'm going to put my glasses on so I can think really hard.
Okay. Okay. Please.
Yes. No, actually, Carl, I've tried this variation of your technique a lot, and in fact, I always put essential amino acids or branch chain amino acids with exogenous ketone, now it's Keto Blitz. Sometimes I do add carbohydrates. I believe your body can utilize all three substrates at the same time. Now, the amino acids there, however, I don't put them in there as a energy substrate. That's not the purpose I'm putting them in there for. I am putting them in there to stimulate certain receptors or certain epigenetic factors or whatever, to minimize protein breakdown, okay? Because really, amino acids, they have to go through the liver, and they have to be converted to glucose anyway, and you got your carbolin, really kind of wasting time. However, if you stick to your BCAAs, they will directly have direct effects on the muscle to stimulate mTOR and other... Such kinases, they're called, and that in and itself could have a very positive effect. So you're getting your energy from your ketones, and if you add your carbs, you're getting it from them too. I'm a believer that your body can use carbohydrates and ketones at the same time. They're going to use them under different situations,
right?
For instance, like during your set of squats, right? Your body's going to be glycolytic, more or less. Now, while you're sitting there waiting between sets, breathing, then your body probably be using more ketones.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were able to generate ATP using oxygen much more efficiently. Now, not only that, but I believe the Amish shown studies that your body can use both at the same time. And there are two things that you should know is that obviously when it comes to carbohydrates, your body uses insulin. And in the case of exercise, there's also non-insulin mediated glucose uptake just due to the fact that you're exercising.
Right.
You've heard that before.
Right, right.
That's an old Scott Connolly favorite. And then and then there's also the ketones, which are – your body can always use ketones. Because there are things called these monocarboxylate transporters that are always present on your cells. And they will find the ketones in the blood. They'll bring them in. And they'll take them to the mitochondria, well, they'll enter the Krebs cycle and produce your ATP. The thing is that your body is always going to adapt to what it thinks it needs to, its physical needs are most important. So if you're a long distance runner, an enzyme pyruvate decarboxylase is downregulated, which sort of slows down the entrance of pyruvate into this mitochondria, and so your body ends up using more fats and ketones for energy. So then you become more of a runner type. Now, if you, on the other hand, your body will upregulate the MCT receptors. So let's say that you were to not eat many carbs, eat a lot of fats, or drink a lot of ketones, you will be much more efficient at using the ketones. So I'm giving you two extremes there. I didn't want to make it too complicated. What I'm just trying to say is that It's not an on or off. It's not a zero-sum equation, all right? Your body can use both at the same time. And I believe that probably it may be demonstrated someday that you can get a superior performance, a greater level of ATP in any given individual if both of these calorie sources are consumed at the same time.
And it makes perfect sense to me. I don't apply too much science to it. I look at it from an evolutionary perspective. I know that we're superior hybrid beings. I can't imagine that if your body runs on these different substrates, how it could run worse by not giving it all of it and letting it choose in the moment based on the activity, what is going to use this, what's going to use that. And I just wish that people would get out of the whole camp that there's only one way to do this, because I really believe that somebody needs to take, you know, Keto Blitz and essential amino acids and a high quality protein and a designer carbohydrate and come up with the ultimate pre-workout and say, this is it. This is everything. Everything that your body will need from moment to moment is in here. Drink it and go and excel. But instead, we have these camps. No, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be in ketosis, fat adapted, and that's when you're going to only perform the best. No, you need carbohydrates to perform the best. And the reality is that you need them both.
Now, I have a theory or a thought, and that is that a lot of these endurance athletes, you know, like road cyclists, belong to these teams, and they never tell anyone what they do.
Right.
It's always top secret, right?
Right.
Even though the other team always figures it out anyway.
Right.
I think what they do is that they probably spend most of the year, most of their training in deep ketosis, And then during competition, they take exogenous ketones and they take carbohydrates. So they're efficiently using these ketones. And then when they're hitting those peak, you know, the elevations, their body has some glucose there. So like a little bit, maybe they do a short stint of glycogen loading.
Right.
A couple of days before the event. So they're able to maybe have some sort of, you know, a super ability to go to either one substrate or another
mm-hmm.
at any given time.
Yeah, actually what you're saying. Yeah, what they are doing is by maybe training in this condition and then loading up with some glycogen and having carbohydrates available, they have like a super switchability. I mean, their body is finitely tuned to go right there, as opposed to the average person. Maybe the substrate utilization switching would be a little lethargic and lagged because you're just not fine tuned. So they're actually fine tuned. Exactly.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're trying to develop physiological states which are unnatural, which allow them to use fuels which normally would not be used at their maximum efficiency,
right,
as best as they can, and this is allowing them to hit those hills and win those races without having to do Lance Armstrong style drug regimens.
No, they're still using the drugs too. That'll never go away.
But they got to pull way back on that stuff too. They have to start looking for other things.
What I want to do now is I want to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about Prototype Nutrition. We had somebody from the company order some UR spray the other day. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about the new. How do you pronounce it? Catechin?
Epicatechin
product and what people can expect. Prototype Nutrition is really a boutique brand. You have no aspirations of dotting the landscape with this product. This is a thinking man's supplement line, I would say. Would you agree with that statement?
No, you're exactly right. It is what it is a little, own little playground. It is for making products which are too difficult to make on a large scale or too expensive to make on a large scale and or to sell through distributors. And almost all of them, or most of them, I actually make in at least the chemical part of it.
Right.
In the lab. And I purify it, and then it goes out on the floor and I package it.
Right.
So it is a boutique brand. I wouldn't be able to sell like this epicatechin spray through a normal distribution system.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why I call it the Thinking Man Supplement Company. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Prototype Nutrition. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Age Forces popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches, buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Arnold. Let's talk about prototype nutrition now.
Before we go on to that,
yes,
a couple of thoughts, important thoughts regarding the keto blitz that I wanted to just pass on. Number one, I use two doses, which provides almost 25 grams of BHB. Now you're not going to try getting that from any other brand.
Right.
And you won't, and you're getting, about the same amount of minerals as you got from my old keto canna. Albeit I do not drink my drink all at once for my workout. If I did, I might have some GI problems. So what I do is I'll drink about a quarter of it and then start working out, get thirsty. I'll go to the water fountain, dilute it, drink. So it's kind of has a constant, it's constantly being absorbed. It's constantly being diluted, which I think helps prevent a lot of the osmotic effects.
Right.
And, I forgot what the second thing was.
It'll come to you. But I bet there are people out there that do a double dose without any problem at all. Because there are some people out there that are doing, you know, they can handle it. I bet there are people out there who are, in fact, doing a double dose of Keto Blitz without any problems.
Of regular salts, you mean?
No, of Keto Blitz.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put on the label, I said, you can do a double dose because you are still going to be within the realm of mineral load that's not unhealthy. If you did a double dose, let's say, of my original, you know, which I kind of use as the milestone or the point of comparison for all products,
right?
You'd be getting 3,200 grams of sodium and an amount of potassium that if you happen to have some sort of a heart issue. I'd be a little
concerned.
Although the sodium and potassium tend to counteract each other.
Yeah. Diego Paparella, during our last commercial break, he commented that it's funny that we were talking about the subject that we were talking about using carbohydrates and ketones. He says, I was literally just mixing some keto salts, dextrose, and BCAAs in my workout drink. So see, the people are doing it. They're figuring it out on their own.
You see, he's pretty much doing what I have been doing for years. You know, I used essential amino acids, but I ran out and I started using BCAAs. But you do have to remember, you do have to, unless your product is flavored. You have to make sure that it's a proper acidity, which is not a problem with Keto Blitz. It's
right.
Already buffered.
Talk about Prototype Nutrition. It really has a cult following, and you can't even find the supplements that you produce on Prototype. Nobody else out there is competing with you because these are, like you said when we went into the break, this is a boutique company that really doesn't strive to dot the landscape with lots of different products, but all the products are very sensible. Before we talk about the new product, talk about the UR spray.
Well, the UR spray came about because back when the first study out of, I think it was Iowa, came out, and they did an analysis of genes, thousands of genes that were involved with anabolism and catabolism. And they found that the thousands of natural compounds, one stood out in that it tended to turn on anabolic genes and turn off catabolic genes. And then they gave the stuff to rats or some kind of, you know, mice, whatever. And they did gain muscle. However, we found that in selling it as an oral, we were getting results that were limited. Because if you take the stuff, which is usually an extract of rosemary, it sits on top of the water. It has no wettability, has no solubility, so it's just going to go right through you. I don't know how they were able to formulate it for the rats. They must have made some sort of emulsion or something, and don't put a gout on it.
Yeah, right.
Throw that down their throat.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, some bodybuilders probably wouldn't mind doing that. But, I'm not that hardcore, I guess.
And it repeats on me. The rosemary, I just happen to be one of those people that if I have rosemary in food, I burp it up for hours, and the UR capsules always repeat it on me the same way.
Yeah, that's because you got this dry powder floating at the top of your stomach, and every time you burp, it comes up.
Yeah.
And there's not much you can do about it, and it's not going to absorb into your system as a dry powder. I might get into your small intestine and mix in with the fats being digested and, you know, a little more absorption. But what I did was I made a derivative. I made an acetate, which is a simple ester, out of the ursolic acid. And that enabled it. That totally got rid of the hydrophobic factor, which is the dryness where it just floats on water without no wettability whatsoever.
Right.
And then I improved the solubility by adding, because there's an acid group, well, it's called a carboxylic acid group, still on there, and I added sodium ion, and it helped a little bit. And then later on, I said, arginine is a very basic amino acid. And it's organic molecule. I want to see maybe that'd make it better. So I did that, and then that had even greater solubility. And at that point, I decided that I was going to make it into a topical. I like to do topicals to prototype. I would like to make some of these, like the UR stuff, into tablets. However, I have to buy 90 to 95 plus percent ursolic acid to do this, and it's very expensive.
Right.
And I can't really afford to do tablets. They would run out so quickly unless people want to pay and wait 2 months for the product to
right.
be delivered. Right. And we're not one of the companies that do that.
So. Right. Talk about the new product, the
Epicatechin
spray. Why that?
So why that? That's like the talk of the town. I mean, they talk about it like it's exercise in a bottle. It increases mitochondrial biogenesis and efficiency. It totally increases the ability of blood vessels to flex, contract, and flex through influencing hormones such as VEGF, which is a endothelial growth factor.
Right.
I got them. Right.
That's it.
And then that downstream ultimately affects NO, nitric oxide, which we all know how to pronounce by now. And so it's a wonderful product for that. It there's so much on it that it does so many other wonderful things. And then there was a study that came out. I'd like to see more studies in this realm, but it was a study done on its effect on follistatin-myostatin ratio in mice. And it showed that follistatin went up, myostatin went down, fats gained muscle. Then they gave it to some old people. Why they have to give it to old people? Well, I guess that's where the market is, right?
Well, that's the people who aren't eating enough protein to maintain muscle mass, so they suffer from sarcopenia. Right. You know?
Sarcopenia. It's the medical market.
Could you imagine if doctors just told their patients to eat more protein? Hey, you're suffering from sarcopenia. You just need to eat more protein. But I thought you told me protein was bad for me, doc.
I bet you there are some doctors that may suggest that, but nine times out of ten, doctors don't even bring up diet to begin with. No. So these people could be eating ice cream all day. A lot of those old people, that's what they do.
They do.
That's all they eat.
They do. Or I'll never forget the first old person I ever saw do this. I was still in high school, and I had a math teacher named Mr. Schneer. And I used to have to go to his office, Dr. Schneer, and he was always eating Oreo cookies. Always. He always was eating, like every time I saw him, he was eating Oreo cookies. Like he probably went through a bag a day easily just at work. And I remember thinking to myself, The guy is skinny as a rail. Like, he doesn't.
How old was or was he?
He was probably getting close to retirement age. He was probably in his 60s.
There's a phenomenon that they refer to loosely as type 3 diabetes. You've heard that before.
Yeah, I started using that term on this show close to 11 years ago. Yeah, and I got scolded by a neurosurgeon by saying that I was oversimplifying things by referring to diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease as the fallout of type 3 diabetes. He lectured me one day at Ruth Chris. He said, it's not that simple. And it turned out to be that simple.
Well, I would agree with him to say, I would never say that's the cause, that's the reason, we got it solved, it's all over. I would say that it's a very important factor, and it's probably something that if you kept an eye on and kept under control, would delay and or maybe prevent the onset of Alzheimer's or dementia if you are predisposed to it.
That Dr. Dale Bredesen would disagree, because Bredesen is the guy who's actually curing Alzheimer's disease, and one of the things he's doing is putting the brain in a position to reestablish its insulin sensitivity. And
I don't know what a cure of Alzheimer's. Now, there's different stages of Alzheimer's. There's Alzheimer's where your brain is so full of that tau protein, it looks like cheese, right?
Now, yeah, they found ways that they can actually reduce that. So Dale Bredesen came on this show in 2013 when he did a 20-patient study at UCLA where he actually couldn't say that he reversed Alzheimer's disease because they didn't biopsy the brains, but he reversed all the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. But now his new book, An End to Alzheimer's, he's now done it with over 200 patients, and it's a multi-centric research paper that they did. And they find that by eating your last meal by 6 p.m. at night, getting to bed by 9, stimulates autophagy in the brain that actually over time breaks down the tau protein in the case of Parkinson's disease, the amyloid in the case of Alzheimer's disease actually can be reabsorbed over time. Sunlight is another thing that triggering the melanocortin system. I mean, there's just so much good information out there now. And quite frankly, while I respect you're a scientist and I'm a schmo. And so I talk like I know what I'm talking about. And I talk in affirmatives and absolutes. And you're a scientist and you never talk in absolutes and affirmatives because you know that there are no absolutes and affirmatives. But the reality is that I really think it is that simple. We're starting to discover it really is
reality
that simple.
Reality is we're all going to die. There's nothing we can
do. Oh, yeah.
But we can delay it. There's things we can do to lessen the severity of old age and symptoms. And I wasn't saying that glucose insensitivity in the brain may not be a very early sign or the indicator that you are susceptible to these certain brain disease, Alzheimer's specifically. And I would certainly not deny someone that they try a diet that is very low in carbohydrates or perhaps a ketogenic diet since the brain. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention about ketones in general, not necessarily Keto Blitz. But one of the things, ketones are the preferred fuel for the brain, even more than glucose. Now, that's not the same for muscle.
Right.
I think a lot of the performance enhancement effect that people are getting, especially these cyclists, people that are enduring long races, where a lot of it has to do with just not passing out, right?
Right.
Your oxygen's, your brain is not making enough ATP to even think straight and to ride your bike you know, straight. I think a significant portion of the benefit that these people are getting is that their brains are being able to be well fueled while their bodies are ready to collapse, and so that they're able to not only that, but they're able to maybe push on through the pain. And they're able to see two steps ahead while the other guy is so dizzy,
right,
that, you know, he can barely stay on the road. That's something that really has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have to make one mention before we end this interview. Health IQ is a different type of a life insurance company that actually takes into account the fact that you go to the gym and train, or you eat a keto diet. And you can go to healthiq.com/SHR, and they can lower your life insurance rates if you qualify, if you really do lead a healthy superhuman lifestyle. And we want to get as many people from the audience as possible to go check them out, show them some love. I can guarantee you one thing. Right before you check out, the last thing that's going to cross your mind is, am I going to be leaving a great burden to the people that I love? Because once death is inevitable, all you can do is worry about the people you leave behind. So check out healthiq.com/SHR and take the quiz. Pat, it's great to have you on, man. We don't do it often enough, you and I.
It's been 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I know.
We used to do Pat. You were always on Connolly's show when I was producing Body RX. You were always on. It was a lot of fun. And Pat would become impatient and he'd hang up, and then people would go,
hey. I hated that show.
I know. Episode. Then Connolly would ask Pat a question, and everybody would like, I don't think Pat's there. I think he hung up. It was funny.
It's like, I'm a scientist. There's so much, and people are tuning in, and they got questions. They want to hear certain things. And they're making, like, toilet, gas jokes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
so
I know.
When you were in prison, Joey, how much came out when you were done with you?
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
I'm like, are you serious? I mean, some professionalism. It was at, believe it or not, it was Greg Valentino that came to my defense. He was really pissed off that John and Plumbo would treat me like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. That was so long ago.
Yeah. I know. Another lifetime. All right. Well, listen, thanks for being on. Of course, people can go to ketosports.com to learn more about Keto Blitz and try it themselves, and then prototypenutrition.com for any of the mad scientist products that Pat is putting out there. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
And this is Friday, which means I'm off the air tomorrow. I hope everybody has a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.